Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on this episode, we have been lucky enough to be given the inside scoop, the exclusive of a brand new experience coming to the UK this Halloween season. So, to tell us more about the Witching Hour, a haunted dining experience, please welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, Daniel Galvin.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks, and welcome back to this special exclusive news bulletin episode of the Scare Track Podcast. I am joined here by Daniel Galvin. Daniel, how are you, and welcome back to the Scare Track Podcast.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. And you?
All good, thank you. All good, yeah, as good as can be during these crazy times. Obviously, we're going to have a very different Halloween this year, but still plenty of things for us to get sink our teeth into. Speaking of, you have a brand new event that you're exclusively announcing here on Scare Track now. So let the listeners know what you're doing, what's coming this Halloween.
Yes, okay, thank you. So this year, brand new event. So it's going to be based near Colchester in Essex on a very kind of lovely rural estate. Now, the event is called The Witching Hour, a haunted dining experience. So what that will entail is it's going to be when guests first arrive. Obviously, I know we're going to run through COVID checks, but all of those will be done. Mm-hmm. And then from the moment they've kind of passed all of those checks and security, they will kind of be immersed from the moment they step foot in to the moment they drive down the driveway of the estate in their cars. So they will start off with a drink on arrival, a welcome alcoholic beverage, just to try and settle some of the nerves.
Absolutely.
And then they will be taken in to our venue, which is going to be a very old coach house. So it's got that kind of barn feel to it.
Mm, definitely.
They will be seated down on their tables, and they will have a three-course meal. So there will be the menu is all on the website. So it will be a case of when you book your ticket, this is what you'll be having. And then we've also got the kind of veggie, vegan, gluten-free and any allergies option as an alternative as well. Perfect. If people have those kind of preferences.
Definitely. So it caters to everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that was the key. And in between your courses will be kind of like a ghost story of kinds told throughout, which will all kind of link together into hopefully a nice explosive finale after you've had your dessert.
Wow, amazing. It sounds like a night packed full of action and some nice food in some beautiful surroundings in a nice location as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's kind of what we're going for.
Winner, excellent. So it's called The Witching Hour, a haunted dining experience, something brand new down in Colchester. And so you say it's a three-course meal with lots of different choices. Obviously, I'm guessing it's about witches, but without giving too much away, is this going to be more of a theatrical style evening, or is it going to be quite impactful on scares?
Yeah, probably the former. So we're really kind of focusing on the theatrical element. So the story will be being told, you know, kind of 360 degrees around you, with a kind of stage area right in the centre to give everyone that kind of front row experience. Without, you know, going back to our roots of kind of running scare attractions, there are going to be the kind of the jump scares and the impact scares. But we're really focusing on this event, aiming at the more kind of psychological, you know, getting into the head, kind of, you know, freaking you out to the core kind of thing, with more what's happening and perhaps what's not happening or being said in front of you, to really kind of make you question which direction we're going to kind of head in.
Okay, no, that sounds awesome. That's great. And obviously, I know yourself, and I know other members of the team behind this brand new The Wig Out event. And you guys have had, you know, scare experience from the past decade, all coming together to create this fantastic new experience in a location that are used to doing events as well. So, you know, you've got the catering side of things, you've got the storytelling side of things, and you've got the scare side as well. So it's a whole combination, really. And I'm guessing it's sort of been hatched from this COVID world that we're all now living in. It's sort of made us all have to think slightly out of the box a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really has. It's an idea that we've kind of had for a little while. It's one that we have wanted to explore, delving into the more theatrical elements of how we can scare. But if anything, as you kind of say, COVID has accelerated this to perhaps put something on a little bit sooner. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as you know, we would normally be the team running Cursed, also in Essex, but that unfortunately can't go ahead. So we've had to be really creative and use some of the ways that potentially we would have used at Cursed. But as that can't go ahead, you know, how can we make a brand new experience, stand up on its own two feet and really, you know, leave its mark on the industry and what we can kind of do moving forwards.
Yeah, definitely. And this is something, I guess, that, you know, it has been born out of COVID, which we've seen with a few different attractions here in the UK and around the world. Actually, we're seeing a few more sort of drive-through scare experience happen, and obviously now here with the Witching Hour, a haunted dining experience. But this is something, I guess, if it goes well and people enjoy it and tickets sell and it's all a success that I'm sure it will be, it's something that could carry on even after, like, you know, a post COVID world.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're seeing is, I'm not too sure if yourself and Hannah has experienced them, but I'm a huge fan of the likes of Secret Cinema and their events that they do. Yeah. And that kind of immersive theatre has always been something that we've really liked and wanted to explore. But absolutely, you know, there was a huge audience for it pre-COVID. You know, with COVID kind of taking place, this kind of event where it's, you know, all very COVID secure, really lends itself well to this period that we're going through. And I can't see why people wouldn't kind of be keen to do this year round without the kind of, you know, themes and events going on. And that's hopefully something that we'll look to pursue when this initial one kicks off.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned COVID there as well. It's the elephant in the room at the moment. And we've been speaking to lots of people on the podcast, less than we'd want to, purely because we've unfortunately been organising episodes. And then when those episodes have been planned, that event has unfortunately been cancelled before it goes to air. So we've had to scrap a few. But this is, you know, like I say, it's a brand new event, the Witching Hour Haunted Dining Experience. It's been built and created with COVID in mind. So it's a question that we're getting quite regularly here at ScareTrack, whether it be COVID questions or safety questions and things like that regarding this season, which is, it's going to be a season like no other. So what are just a few of your COVID controls that you're going to be putting in place at the Witching Hour?
So, yes, so everything has pretty much been developed in this COVID world. So we've been very careful with ensuring that the venue and the event itself is completely COVID secure. Mm-hmm. You know, at risk of kind of sounding a bit like all the other events, of course it goes without saying that if for whatever reason laws are kind of enforced and changed, that there is any form of lockdown, it will simply be rescheduled for the winter, mm-hmm. potentially January 2021. But providing, you know, things remain as they are, we're looking to go ahead as planned. So we've got all of our regular checks that I think we can expect to find any events that are opening this year. So the temperature checks, the sanitization of the hands, track and trace. So through our kind of booking system, we record all of those details there so that it's not going to necessarily, you know, break the illusion on the event night. We also do have, for those that would feel more comfortable, the QR codes ready to scan upon entry as well. So if you know, anybody does just want that extra line of precaution, they can scan using the NHS COVID app.
Perfect.
Just to check in at the area. And then as we move into the event itself, so the bar will be running a text to order service, so everything will be served to the tables.
Perfect.
All serving staff obviously will be masked up, and any guests whilst moving around the venue will be asked to wear masks unless seated. Mm-hmm. And the venue itself, so everything has been spaced out comfortably so that everyone's got, you know, a comfortable space around them. For example, we are using circular tables of 12.
Okay.
But you will only have a maximum of 6 on that table.
Perfect.
So if you book in a group of 6, obviously that would be your social bubble that you're allowed to mix with. Mm-hmm. So you would have that table to yourself. Alternatively, if there was, say, 2 couples that had, you know, no link, they booked individually, they would rest assured that although they might be on a table with somebody, they are at least the 2 meter kind of distance away from them anyway.
Of course, of course. And these tables as well, they're huge, aren't they? They're sort of like the big wedding, you get wedding reception style tables, I guess. They're massive. So if myself and Hannah went, for example, and we were on the same table as another couple, you'd need binoculars to see them at the other end. That, you know, you're nice and safe.
Yes, absolutely. And we aim for there, you know, not to be too much time for casual chit-chat and socialising anyway. It's going to be a pretty action-packed night. And of course, obviously, with the current curfew in place, we'll be wrapping things up so that everyone can kind of depart by 10 p.m. So we've got a lot to fit in to between 6 and 10 o'clock. It's going to run until... I wouldn't imagine there'd be too much time to be worrying about who you're sat around. You'll be all eyes on the action.
Absolutely, yeah. It sounds great. It sounds really exciting. I'm really glad that you reached out to let us know here at ScareTrack. I remember when you said, we got a new event, let's talk about it. I was very excited, and I'm sure all our listeners and the whole Halloween community are going to be excited that there's another event able to run, whether it, you know, be that little bit different to what we're used to here with ScareTrack and what we experience. It's still great to have something new, different, innovative, can't say that word. So let's talk about dates. People need to know when it is, and tickets and things like that. Where's the best place to get them?
So on Facebook, you will just have to search Witching Hour, a haunted dining experience. So that's at Witching Hour event. And our website is witchinghour.co.uk. So that's witch as in you know, the boil and the big nose, not which as in which one is it.
Yeah, perfect, excellent. So yeah, and what I'll do as well, folks, is put the links below as well, so people can check those out and go straight there, book tickets. So how much are tickets, and I'm guessing the maximum you can book for is a group of 6 as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's tables of 6, you can book a maximum of 6. So if you were looking to come with any more than that, they would have to book their own table independently from your booking. Mm-hmm. We are doing it at £30 per person. So that includes, as I said, your alcoholic welcome drink, as well as your 3-course meal and the night's entertainment. And then there is a open bar that you'll be able to text your orders over, and they'll be delivered and paid for at your table.
Perfect, excellent. And again, I'm guessing people can use contactless nice and easy at their table.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything is, you know, as contactless as can be. Mm-hmm. with regards to, yeah, it'll be paying by card. We'll have the menu available for them to browse out on their phones as well, so that we're minimising any kind of touch points that we would normally expect from this kind of venue.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. When can people visit? What dates is it running over Halloween?
So the dates at present we have is the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of October. So that's the third week. And then the final week, so, you know, the main week itself, will be the 29th, the 30th and the 31st of October.
Excellent, awesome. So folks, yeah, click that link below and make sure you book your ticket 6 nights. Is it if tickets sort of fly off the shelves, is there an event that you might be able to add extra nights on just in case, or is it strictly limited to these six states, so get your tickets now sort of thing?
At present, it's going to be strictly limited to these six nights. Dependent on reception, there may well be, you know, we're currently negotiating with the venue on an extension, potentially into the first week of November if demand is there. But what I would say is there's no guarantees on that. So best bet is going to be secure your tickets now, and we will keep social media updated to as and when any other nights become available.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. So there you go, folks. Yeah, get your tickets now. Like I say, I'll put the link in the show notes below. Don't miss out. A brand new event. Very exciting. The Witching Hour, a haunted dining experience. Follow them on social media as well. Show your support for these amazing people who are able to bring us some sort of entertainment during these crazy times, which I'm sure it hasn't been easy, has it, Daniel?
No, not at all. And it was... pretty much, if we kind of go back to probably the last time I was on the podcast, when at the time we were talking about the other events and what we're trying to put in place. And it's certainly given us plenty of obstacles to kind of overcome, as I'm sure it has, you know, with the industry and all the other events that are still able to go ahead. It's something that we've, you know, it's a case of no risks can be taken. You know, it's everything has been done with actors, staff, and of course, visitors, kind of health and safety at the forefront of everything that's been planned. And we are under no hesitation that if, you know, anything does get worse, that it will just simply be rescheduled. You know, we're not going to take any risks as far as that goes.
Yeah, definitely. So it's all safe, it's all secure. But if anything in this ever-changing world that Boris likes to give us at the moment, through no fault of his own, of course, but then everything's safe and we'll just have it rescheduled. And, you know, here at ScareTrack, Halloween's all year round for us. I'm sure it's the same for you.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, as you probably know, that, you know, the events pretty much start planning for the following year in November when Takedown is finished anyway. So, it's very much Halloween all year round. And hopefully this will kind of be the start of something really new and different to offer.
So there you go, folks. Get your tickets now. Click the link below. The Witching Hour, a haunted dining experience. I'm very excited. Daniel, a huge thank you for letting us know here first at ScareTrack. And I wish you the best of luck with this brand new event.
Thank you very much. We look forward to welcoming you.
You're listening to ScareTrack.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the ScareTrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared!
So there we go, folks. A huge thank you to Daniel and the team, not only for coming on to the ScareTrack podcast, but also for giving ScareTrack the inside scoop and the exclusive of this brand new attraction, The Witching Hour. It sounds awesome. I love food. I love scares. I love a four-hour immersive experience. So what's not to love about this brand new attraction? But yeah, a huge thank you that they reached out to ScareTrack for us to be the ones that gave you the information first. We were the first ones to find out, and we were the first scare news outlet here in the UK to be able to give you this news of a brand new event here for this Halloween season. So a huge thank you, and a huge thank you to you guys for listening as well and supporting the show each and every time we do an episode. We really, really do appreciate it. Be sure to follow us over on our social media pages. As always, we are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. Any likes, any comments, any shares really, really do help us out, guys. Also, wherever you're listening to this episode of the ScareTrack podcast, be sure to click that subscribe button. And speaking of subscribing, go over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ScareTrack, where you can check out all our latest ScareCam mini vlogs, and we've got plenty more coming this Halloween season as well. So that almost brings us to the end of this episode. Like I say, a huge thank you to Daniel and the Witching Hour team for choosing ScareTrack to give the exclusive news. Thank you to you guys for listening and supporting the show. It's now time for Halloween. Stay safe, happy Halloween, and we'll see you on the next episode.
We'll be right back.